letter. Letter number 1395, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Shvat Tashrei in Brooklyn, Shalom Baruch. You're asking me my opinion with regards to your health situation. I have already given over through with all the great titles over here, Chaim Mordechai Isaac Chadakov, was the Rebbe's secretary, that in general, you are healthy, but you have to listen to the doctor, which means you have to follow his instructions. So, you're going to ask a question. If you are healthy, why do you have to listen to the instructions of the doctor if you're healthy? Because in general, every time you have a question, it comes from the other side, not from Kedusha. And the point here is to understanding all the matters specifically, basically on the rationale and the reasoning for everything. It's also a new type of style. By Chassidim, the Rebbe said there was never such a thing. There was always the Seder that when you listen, the first thing when you heard it, you listened. And then you try to understand to the extent possible. And if you didn't understand, you also didn't lose any sleep. You slept peacefully. That means only there wasn't lacking some understanding in Torah in general and Chassidus particularly. So that would even trouble somebody when he's awake and also when he's asleep, that for not understanding a piece of Chassidus, but for not understanding a question that if you're healthy, how is it that you need a doctor? Well, those are not problems. You just to give you up. I told you already many times that you are an agent of my father-in-law to do, and it doesn't say what it is. For a Hasidic city, and for now, that is, for 10 years, this was only a preparation. To a certain extent, all the obstacles have been removed, that there should be a yeshiva, at least a yeshiva. There should be a Hasidisha, and they made a yeshiva katana as a preparation for the yeshiva as it should be. So now it is a fitting time to transfer from the introduction, the preparation, that there should be a yeshiva gedola, should be a Hasidisha city, as the wishes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. It's only up to you, and you only got to want. You need to want this. The wanting of the young people there, and there's some missing over here, and to great measure, I guess even more than other people, it hinges on you. The Rebbe is telling him, you are the one that could make this happen. Because since from the day then it was founded, the yeshiva over there, you were leading it in many, many of the details. And this was with the agreement of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. I don't have to prolong about this because I spoke to you many times about this. Again, this is something which the Rebbe is encouraging a certain individual to go ahead and do his work over there in the city where he is, whoever he is. Well, of course, they blot out the names because they don't want anybody to say any negatives for this. The Rebbe says, I'm not wanting with this, but to tell you, it's enough playing around with this. At least now, you should all together put an effort together, and you should be from the first ones that it should be a healthy Hasidic yeshiva, and you will be a healthy Jew and also a healthy Chassid. Hashem, blessed, shall give you success in your communal work and your personal matters, so that from great joy, without too many considerations and accountings, you should organize the matters that it should be in a good way, and also in your personal matters. So together with your wife, you should raise your children. May they live for Torah, Chuppah, and Ma'asim Tovim, with good health and in a wide, open way with blessing for success in your holy work. And the Rebbe is adding here a Nun Beis in a PS over here. I'm also attaching the conducts for the day of the Hilula, the Yortzeit of Yud Shvat, which is coming, and I'm sure that you will publicize in a fitting way. Maybe, perhaps, the Rebbe says it should be something in the newspaper, an article with regards to the Yom HaHilula. The Rebbe is relentless in pushing and demanding and asking and not giving in to, I have health issues, I have this issues, I'm worried, and the Rebbe says, the previous Rebbe put you there. I guess this was for the previous Rebbe to the Rebbe. If the previous Rebbe put you there, that's your mission. There is no question about it. That's your mission. And if you want to be healthy, do what Hashem wants. If Hashem wants you to be there, then Hashem will give you the health. If you do what Hashem wants from you, how do you know? Because my father sent you there. The Rebbe sent you there. That's what Hashem wants you to be. Be happy about it, the Rebbe said. And make sure you have the ability. It's time. Everything you did till now, that was small stuff, not big enough yet. Now it's there. And there's a lot of people know who the letter was sent to because they know they lived at that time. I don't know. I'm saying a lot of people. A lot of people have familiarity. If I knew, I don't venture to speculate because I may be totally wrong. But I do think that I have an inkling of who the Rebbe was talking to about what it's going talking about, and it would make sense to me. But I don't know, so I'm not going to suggest that. I have no idea. What am I going to share? I'm going to share something that I don't know.